With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables. Amen.
Amen.
Do I have any children and a parent that would like to accompany children to come forward? Hi! I was hoping you would come. Hi! Give me five.
Yeah.
Come on, Briar. Oh, give me five. Sorry, didn't mean to. Yeah? Give me five. Thank you. Do you want to come forward, you all? No. Okay, cool. You can participate from out there. Because guess what? This is for all of you. Do you all want to sit here in front?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Why don't you have a seat right there? He spoke to them only in parables. What does a baby computer call his father? Data. I only seem to get sick on weekdays. I must have a weakened immunity system. What do you call a Frenchman wearing sandals? Philippe Flop. Okay. And kids, one final lesson. Never marry a tennis player. Love means nothing to them. I know. But it's Father's Day, right? And so fathers, yes, tend to tell jokes like this, right? You all have heard this before. Fathers or father-like people will tell us these jokes that we call dad jokes. Yeah. So how do y'all feel about dad jokes? You love them because you're a dad. So some people love them and some people hate them, but everyone wants to hear them. Have you ever noticed that? It's very true. Why do you think dads tell dad jokes? Or dad-like people tell dad jokes? Why do you think we tell jokes? Because they're relatable, right? So these jokes are relatable. It takes one thing that we're thinking about, and then it kind of spins it. But dads or adults tell these jokes to children because children can relate to them. They're playful, it's fun, it uses language that children understand and that dads understand. Briar, do you think these jokes are funny? Yeah, they're funny. So Jesus was like this too, and this is also, I will say, why we love a children's sermon. It's not because it's particularly poignant or brilliant. It's because it's relatable, right? And so Jesus did the same thing, and he told people parables because to get across a point, because the parable is relatable. So today, and so what Jesus is doing is he's taking a topic that is very big and grand, and he's making it relatable with something we can identify with. So today, what is Jesus talking about in our sermon, folks? What's Jesus talking about? Yeah? He's talking about heaven. Is Jesus talking about heaven? Are you clogging to the music that we're... Go sit down with your mama right there and listen to me real quick, Brian. Can you sit down there? I know, it's going to be hard. So Jesus is talking about heaven. Heaven is a very mysterious thing. So Jesus gives us a parable so that we can understand heaven a bit better. Anybody know what Jesus says in today's scripture that heaven is like in this parable? It's a seed. Everybody knows what a seed is, yes? Everybody knows what a seed is. So it's something we can relate to. But it's really not the seed that heaven is like. It's the process of what happens to the seed. Okay, now, see if you can do something with me. Everybody, stand up. We're going to move our bodies a little bit. So Jesus uses a parable to help us understand what heaven is like, because heaven is so grand and mysterious. So he talks about a seed. I want everybody to make their bodies like a little seed, as much as you can. Okay, great. Good job. So we're making our bodies into a little tiny seed. It's the littlest of all seeds. Can we make ourselves littler? It's a little seed. It's a mustard seed. Now, Rowan, what happens to a seed before it becomes a big tree? Can you show us? What happens to the seed? It's gone. Yes. What has to happen to the seed before it sprouts? It has to break open. All right, so here we are. We're a little seed, and now we're all going to break open. Okay, and now, if you can, I know this is a stretch. You guys are doing great. It literally is a stretch. See what I did there? We're going to become a tree. Okay, everybody, sprout up. Go ahead, Eliza. Sprout up. That's so good. Briar, look at your tree. Look at all these trees. That's what heaven is like, getting Episcopalians up and moving. It's a miracle. Good job. Okay, so you all can go sit back down. I'm going to just continue to talk to everybody for a minute. Gotta love a children's sermon. So a seed is small, and then it sprouts up into a big tree. Now, why do you think Jesus would say that heaven is like a tree that provides shade for all the birds? Why is that like heaven? Anybody have an idea? It's something we can relate to, right? What was the weather like where Jesus was telling this story, this parable? It was hot. So how do you think shade felt to people in that? Shade was a place where people could gather, where they were comforted. All of that is important for those folks, and so it was relatable. And they understood heaven to be a place of gathering and of comfort, right? So that's a beautiful image. But I want us to think about something else real quick. So you've got this seed, and it sprouts into this beautiful tree, and Jesus says that's what heaven is like. What else is happening to that seed to make that tree so beautiful and strong? Anybody have an idea? What else is going on underground? If heaven is like this beautiful tree that provides shade and space for all the birds, I would like to suggest that living on this earth in our bodies is a lot like the root system digging down into the earth. Why do you think that might be? What does a root system have to do to get down into the earth? Briar, what does a root system have to do? Anybody? It has to dig down. Can you imagine what a root system has to go through in order to get itself firmly rooted in the ground? What does it have to go through? It has to be strong and resilient. It has to make it through clay, through mud, sometimes around rocks or other roots. For a root system to really get grounded, it has to be resilient and strong, and it has to sometimes shift its direction and go a different way than it originally thought it was going, right? But if it doesn't do that, what happens to the beautiful tree? Right, it will wither and die. It won't be able to be the comfort and the gathering spot that it's intended to be unless that root system is strong and resilient and keeps going even through hard things. Now, for heaven, which we as Christians are called to create right here on earth, in order for heaven to be a reality for us, we, as a community and as individuals, have to go through some stuff, right? And we have to dig down and root ourselves. But it's the connection between that root system and the tree and the branches and the leaves, all of that together is what creates the kingdom of heaven right here on earth. And all of that starts with a tiny little seed. The tiniest of all seeds, Jesus says. And what is the first thing that has to happen to that seed in order for any of this, the root system or the branches and the tree, what has to happen to that little tiny seed? It has to crack open. Is anybody here ever kind of afraid of the moments that crack us open? How do we get through those moments in our lives that crack us open? What helps us to dig down and root and sprout up? What is it that gives us the capacity to do that? Anybody? Faith and love, connection, prayer. All of these are the resources. They're the water. They're the fertile soil. And I will say, above all, trust. Trust in the fact that we are loved just as we are, and that our cracking open when we are in good company is an opportunity for God to make out of us and each other heaven on earth. It is a time to grow into who God actually is calling us to be in this world, because the world desperately needs for us to be fully grown and beautiful so that we can offer to one another the gifts of God. So happy cracking open, happy rooting, and happy offering shade and love and comfort to all of us, because we all need it so much right now. So, amen.